plate a potential nugget.
I think moving forward in one of the other conversations, one of the things you said really struck a chord with me. You talk about having markers in your head when you were at Harvard Business School. You said, you talk about the fact that you told yourself, I'll turn entrepreneur when I'm 30. I'll turn a philanthropist when I'm 45 and so on. Before we speak about these specific markers you set for yourself, talk to us a little bit about, you know, this concept. Maybe elaborate a little bit on how it worked in your head. And maybe also as you look forward, how do you think about these markers as you think about your journey, as you look ahead?
Yeah, so I think it came from my reading in a sense. And I've always believed in having role models, both big and small. Small one being, you know, more friends who you interact with every day. They're like mini role models where there's one thing they do much better than you or much better than everybody else. You can learn from them. And then they're the sort of bigger role models who inspire you and provide you with some direction. And one of my role models always is Benjamin Franklin. I mean, when I read his autobiography, I was sort of naturally attracted to him because, you know, he was a largely self-taught person. He was in business, ran a printing shop for many years, but had multiple interests and really then cultivated those interests later in life. You know, had a second career outside of business, was a scientist, was obviously father of the Constitution, so had a political life to some extent and contributed to its nation building, but also, you know, had sort of other esoteric interests. He was one of the founders of the University of Pennsylvania. He was the founder of the American Philosophical Society. So I, you know, again, as I mentioned earlier, my grandfather was somewhat of a polymath and had multiple interests. You know, he wrote Urdu poetry and loved math and still did math on the side, even as he ran a business. And on the side, he ran a chain of schools, which was his sort of philanthropic endeavor or his education, love for education. So I think this idea, I think from maybe these two individuals, one close to me in flesh and blood and one who I had read about and I was very inspired by, you know, this idea got set in my head that, you know, maybe I don't need to be fixated. I saw my dad. My dad was like a journey, you know, company man. You know? Mm-hmm. One of those Japanese company journeymen. You know, he worked, he was a chartered accountant, and then he worked for the same company for 25 plus years, and then worked with one other individual for the rest, the remaining years of his productive life. And I know a lot of people switch jobs today, but they really are sort of doing more of the same thing going forward, in a sense, running the rat race on the treadmill. And, you know, I thought that maybe being inspired by these individuals, Ben Franklin and my grandfather, that having multiple careers would be more exciting. It would push you to get outside your comfort zone, to challenge yourself again, put you on a new trajectory, rejuvenate you. And so I think these markers were helpful because I think you need a minimum of 10 to 15 years to achieve something in one career. And I'm fairly achievement-oriented. And so I was finishing business school when I was about 28 years old. So 30 was the natural first marker because I had worked a couple of jobs before business school. I was going to work one more. But I was very clear that I wanted to be an entrepreneur. So by setting a marker at 30, it forced me while I was at Harvard Business School to start actually working on my new venture, which was a private equity fund. And doing things, I found my partner there. I started, you know, preparing, building a network, you know, etc. And then, you know, because I had a marker at 45, you know, even though I was in a corporate job, I was running this private equity fund, I started cultivating these other interests. I started sitting on a couple of other nonprofit boards when I was in my mid-30s. And then by the time I was 40, I had already started thinking about it very seriously and made the decision And then actually by 42, 43, I managed to exit the corporate world. So I think having this big role model, but also, you know, having a sense that it takes at least 10, 15 years to make a meaningful contribution. That's how I came up with these markers, in a sense.
It's interesting to hear Ashish speak about it taking 10 to 15 years to make a meaningful contribution in any space. This reminds me of my conversation with Chandramouli Venkatesan, an earlier guest at the podcast, and somebody who passed away recently, unfortunately, due to cancer. When we connected, he spoke about the notion of learning cycles and how we all need to ensure that we should participate in a few learning cycles, each of which could span a few years. Do look up my conversation with Chandramouli if this is of interest. You can find him in the guest section at playtopotential.com.